This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. On Tuesdays, KERA's One Crisis Away series looks at life on the financial edge. Today, the psychological effects of poverty. A recent study has shown that guilt, social pressure, and even a doctor's recommendation wasn't enough to motivate low-income families to vaccinate their teens for HPV or the human papillomavirus. And new research from North Texas shows promise in a technique called self-persuasion. Professor Austin Baldwin led the study at SMU. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, nice to be here.
What does studying HPV tell us about poverty?
HPV is it's a sexually transmitted virus that is the primary cause of a variety of cancers, cervical cancer being primary among them. And there's been a vaccine developed in the last 10 years, 12 years, that's now approved. And at times, those who are underinsured or uninsured don't have the same level of access to it. And we know both here locally as well as nationally that folks who are poor, who are uninsured, we see clear disparities across a variety of health outcomes, including cancer, including cervical cancer. And so in that way, the HPV vaccine is potentially sort of a very effective means to address some of those health disparities.
Is there any difference between the reasoning behind not getting their kids vaccinated between rich and poor families?
Yes, there certainly could be. I mean, some of that may just be awareness or education about it. There's consistently sort of differences between rich and poor in terms of just their general education and information about health issues.
And how was your study conducted?
We recruited parents of adolescents who get their pediatric care at Parkland Clinic, and they participated in an app that we have developed that's housed on an iPad that does a few things. It provides them with some basic information about HPV and about the vaccine. It then prompts them with a number of questions to think about various reasons for why getting the vaccine may be important, and then prompts them to generate their own reasons for why they would get the vaccine or why it's important to them. And we found that when parents interacted with this, they found it to be useful, they found it to be easy to use. And most of the parents who had not previously given thought to or were undecided about the vaccine reported that they had decided to get their adolescent vaccinated.
And this app used a technique called self-persuasion. What exactly is that, and how is it used in the app?
So self-persuasion is basically the process of generating one's own arguments for engaging in a behavior. And then in answering questions about the vaccine and why it might be important, that helps to sort of helps parents kind of think about and brainstorm reasons that that may be important to them. And then after answering those questions, the app directs them to think about and generate their own reasons. And so that process of kind of thinking about these reasons and answering questions and then generating your own arguments is the way in which we elicited that self-persuasion, to where parents were verbalizing reasons that were important to them to get their child vaccinated.
How do you think the psychology of poverty, being constantly concerned about finances and other factors involved with just having a lack of resources, how do you think that plays into having teens vaccinated?
One that we've already talked about, which is accessibility. And time is certainly an issue, right? And that may be particularly an issue with this vaccine series. And it's off of the annual sort of checkup. And when you've got older adolescents, they don't have annual checkups anymore. You know, they're less frequent. And so just taking the time to get there and do it can be more of a burden on the economically disadvantaged.
Austin Baldwin is a professor of psychology at SMU. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Justin.